Chapter 1. Palmer Park. My eyes didn't lie when I was a kid either, and what they revealed to me in the mirror when I got home on that unforgettable day was no major surprise. I was hurting. I was hurting bad. To make things worse, I needed to clean up the marks on my face before my dad, Cicero Leonard, would notice. He was a fighter in his day, and he wouldn't think too highly of a son of his who got beat up pretty good the first time he stepped into a ring. Gaining his respect meant everything to me, and was never easy. I was 7 or 8 years old. I don't recall exactly what inspired me to take on the skinny kid at the number 2 Boys Club in D.C., several blocks from my small apartment on 210 L Street. Proving something to my dad and myself was probably the reason. Daddy didn't talk much, but when he did, he loved to reminisce about his favorite fight of all time, the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis. He talked about growing up in the town of Mullen, South Carolina, when he used to sit by the living room radio in other people's homes. His family was too poor to purchase one, listening as Louis put away his latest victim. Louis, the undisputed world heavyweight champion from 1937 to 1949, offered black people hope that a brighter future was coming, that they wouldn't be condemned to second-class status behind the white man forever. As the radio announcer described the action, my dad mimicked the champ's every move, dreaming of his own glory in the ring. He loved to fight from the day he could walk. Besides Joe Louis, my dad's other inspiration growing up was his father, Grandpa Badge. How many of the stories about Grandpa are true and how many are myth, I suppose I would never know. Such as the time he knocked down Bell, his prize mule, with a single belt. If this really happened, then Bodge, 6'3", 240 pounds of pure muscle, not the grandson he never met, was the best puncher in the Leonard family. After a long week of work, Bodge spent Saturday nights with his buddies, drinking home-brew corn liquor and bragging about his strength. My dad, like many black kids in the Deep South, never made it out of elementary school in the early 30s. Bodge, needing every healthy hand, put him to work plowing the fields of a large farm owned by another man. My grandparents were sure.